This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, experts are working to try to make sure that any hazardous materials don't spread in Maryland's Patapsco River after that cargo ship knocked down a bridge in Baltimore. And that's just part of the job that has to be done. The AP's Norman Hall.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will use the largest crane on the eastern seaboard to help remove the wreckage of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge brought down by a cargo vessel. The machine can lift up to 1,000 tons. Governor Wes Moore says Maryland deeply appreciates support and the $60 million the federal government has provided so far. Moore says removing the wreckage and replacing the bridge will be extremely difficult.
We have a very long road ahead of us. We understand that, and we're preparing.
The port's closure has ships waiting offshore, drying up work for dock workers, and crippling regional shipping. I'm Norman Hall.
The funeral is this morning for former Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut. He was 82 when he died on Wednesday. Louis Gossett Jr. has died, an Emmy winner for his role in the TV miniseries Roots. He was 87. President Biden says the U.S. is working every day to get Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich released. He was jailed in Russia 1 year ago on espionage charges. President Biden's re-election campaign got a boost last night.
The Radio City Music Hall fundraiser amassed more than $26 million in a rousing New York embrace of a president facing low poll numbers as he fights for another term. He was joined by former presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, who told voters there's a simple choice in November. Stay with what works. Stephen Colbert moderated the conversation with the trio. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This morning, the EPA set strict emission standards for heavy-duty trucks. This is AP News. Now to troubled Haiti. A new UN report says Haiti badly needs thousands of international police officers to help fight gang violence there. The violence targeting individuals and hospitals, among other institutions. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
A new UN Human Rights Office report says that gangs are targeting key individuals in hospitals, schools, banks, and other critical institutions, and that international police trained to deal with gangs are badly needed. The report says that gangs continue to recruit and abuse boys and girls, with some children being killed for trying to escape. Gangs also continue to use sexual violence to brutalize, punish, and control people. The report says women are being raped during gang attacks in neighborhoods, in many cases after seeing their husbands killed in front of them. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.